Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. I have to tell you my situation this morning. It is very early in the morning, and I'm recording this from my bedroom. I'm leaving probably in 45 minutes for the airport to head off to our retreat in Tulum for a week. So, whenever you're trying to get away, super busy, frantic, but yet I really wanted to record this podcast. I was thinking about skipping a week, and I just can't do it. You know, it's such a habit for me to record weekly and to share what I'm going through, what I'm experiencing, that I felt really called to just plop down and bust out an episode. One of the things I've been working through with a bunch of coaching clients these days is this idea of managing our energy and what that means. So many people come to me, and myself included. Listen, I'm no different than anybody else. I just happen to talk about this stuff all day long. But this whole idea of just being drained and exhausted, and what the heck can we do about it? And this is no way to live. You know, how can we possibly maintain a good amount of energy for our family, you know, after a work day, for ourselves, just to self-care? So I want to talk to you about something I've been playing with for probably 20 years. And I first learned about this from Carolyn Miss, who is one of my very first spiritual teachers and just a badass woman, I got to tell you. CarolynMiss.com. Check her out. But she had talked about many, many years ago about this energy bank account that we have. You know, if you think about the amount of energy we have all day, and energy is infinite, right? And we can't create it, but we can change forms. So there is this energy source that runs through us, it runs through everyone, it runs through all living beings. And if we think of it like a bank account, just for fun, right? Because it's a really simple way to think about how you spend your energy during the day. So we've got this bank account, let's say $100 at the beginning of the day. And all day long throughout the day, we're using energy, obviously, and we're also gaining energy. So we're refueling. Just like we go to the gas station, we're able to refuel our energy. There are ways that we just naturally use energy, obviously. Moving our bodies is a demand on our energy. Working in an environment, just being productive, uses energy. Digesting food. And thinking uses energy. So we're using energy all day long in unconscious ways. We're also recharging ourselves in unconscious ways. So we're both taking withdrawals and depositing back into that energy bank account, if you will. We can recharge our energy by eating, by resting, drinking water, sleeping, moving also recharges us. And so there's many, many ways all day long that this is happening that we're just not aware of. What I want to speak to you about today is the stuff that goes even deeper, the unconscious drains on our energy that we don't realize are happening all the time, day after day, month after month, decade after decade. Energy drains that sap us. When we take too many withdrawals from our bank account, you know, we end up in the red. And what happens when we end up depleted and exhausted is that it affects our health. It affects our nervous system. It sucks the nutrients out of our cells. It starts to change and mutate what is duplicating, right? So this goes on and on. Depletion of energy is huge. So to start to become aware of how you're using, spending, and also refueling, recharging your energy. So the big topic here is ways that we withdraw energy, or things that withdraw energy from our bank account. Drama, biggie. You know, there's that expression, I'm just like sapped, by the drama in my life. The drama of your own life, the drama of other people's lives, the drama that you hear on the news. Drama drains our energy. Big withdrawals every day. Drama can include gossip, little gossip, grudges, judgments. There's so much that can be encased in the topic of drama. And you may have your own thread that you kind of hang on the most. So think about how much drama is in your life and start to notice the people and the situations and the places that drain your energy because there's just too much drama. The news absolutely depletes us. We've got to be really careful. I talk to a lot of people about this, you know, to be very conscious of when you turn that news on. And prepare yourself, because most likely you will be drained. It will sap some of your energy. So it's not to say to ignore what's happening, but be mindful of when you do listen. Because for a lot of us, it's habitual. We check the news in the morning. We check the news on the drive to work. We check in the news during the day. It's constant updates. And as we know, there's a whole lot more bad news that we hear about anyway than there is good news. There's different difficult people. Difficult people drain us. And it doesn't have to say that there's drama around those people, but there are people that just carry a lot of negativity. They're kind of walking drama themselves. And just being in their presence oftentimes can drain you. So just know who those people are. It's not to say ignore them, but knowing that you're going to be in this situation. Perhaps this person doesn't give you any airtime. Maybe they're just always talking about themselves, or their energy is really speedy. I know I get affected by people that are very speedy and their energy runs really fast. I can only be there in their presence for so long before I kind of need a timeout. And I love them, but it's just the way it is. So I recognize this. Stress, just basic stress of carrying too much to do in your mind at the same time. Overthinking, overdoing, overanalyzing, overplanning, overworrying. The worry in itself creates the stress in our body. And the stress, you think about your body just trying to survive, which is the stress mechanism, is blowing through energy. So that by the end of the day or the work day, you are just done. So I know this is painting a very pretty picture, but it's really important for you to start to look at what is withdrawing energy from my life on a daily basis. Let's talk about the positive side. Let's talk about how we recharge energy. How do I make energy deposits throughout the day? Again, there's obvious ways that I talked about. But then there are also not so obvious ways and stuff that you're already doing. But if we magnify those and just kind of highlight them, start to focus on these simple ways to recharge, you'll find pockets throughout your day to do it all more. So connection, connecting with the sacred or what you call the sacred, connecting in to pause and look at the beauty around you. To take in the smells and the sounds and the sights and the general feeling of being, you know, watching the sunrise, or that general feeling of just, you know, being healthy or having another day on this earth. That connection is a deposit. It refuels us. So don't forget about that. Noticing times throughout the day to connect in. Being in nature, right? We know this, but it's a good reminder. Nature fuels us. Nature enhances our energy. Just being in nature, which is so abundant of this natural life force, can fuel us. Huge deposits. So get outside. Sit in the sun. You know, I have a lot of people that I work with just taking a moment in the day to sit outside for 5 minutes, 10 minutes to get some sun. Maybe it's during a phone call or just in silence. How about that? Stillness and silence. Being quiet fuels our energy. Being still allows us to recharge. So if you think about all these things like being plugged into an outlet, like literally plugged into a transformer, and this is what I learned from Carolyn Miss many years ago that has stuck with me all these years. She said that being in the present moment, just being right here, is like being plugged into a transformer. Like, think about that. One of those big plugs, those big suckers that, you know, you need all those prongs. Shoom. Plugging yourself in to light yourself back up. Being present, just showing up for whatever it is you're doing, lights you up from the inside. So that is like the big take home. Present moment energy. It's a huge deposit. All right, I'm gonna move forward and then come back. Novelty, new situations, travel, being in a new environment, a new country, right? Even just a new walk, a new food, anything new lights us up and makes us feel brighter and charges us up. And any kind of movement, simple mindful movement like yoga, tai chi, a walk, or even very challenging movement, weightlifting, CrossFit, whatever it is you do, rock climbing, can charge us up even though we're using energy to move. So present moment and all of those other things, I'll list some of them out in the show notes. Paying attention to what you're doing recharges you. When you're distracted, it depletes you. We get weakened. Noticing how you are using energy. What is draining you and how can you recharge throughout the day? So let's move forward by purposefully recharging ourselves all day long with mini wins. Mini wins, micro practices. This isn't another thing on your to-do list, right? These are simple things we can do every day to stay balanced, to stay stable and steady. So I'm going to give you some really specific ones. Before meetings, before calls, like a work call, but work meeting, pause. Take a minute. Allow yourself to shift your energy from whatever you are doing to whatever you're about to do. You will go into that meeting with more energy and more presence to not allow yourself to be sucked dry. Again, after the meeting, pause. Sit in your office, close your eyes. 1 minute, 2 minutes max. Right? Integrating what just happened, allowing it to settle so you're not carrying any residual stuff with you into your day, right? So clearing the slate. Do you remember those Etch-a-Sketches? I think they're still out, where you drew the little thing on the, with the knobs, and then you shook it to clear the slate. Clearing the slate over the course of the day will help us to manage our energy so that we don't get ourselves into this exhausted state of being. Using any types of transitions like a red light or just your drive home, you know, your morning time, your evening time, and then allowing yourself time in the evening to settle before going to bed, you know, to shut down the devices, to have a little quiet time, to do some stretching, to, you know, wash and self-care. To give yourself that time to ease into bed will help you to have a better night's sleep, which is a great recharger, obviously. So there it is, thinking about how you use energy, how you regain and refuel yourself, and noticing the people, situations, places, and things that you do every single day that may be super draining. You could prep yourself to not be drained as much, because obviously we can't just, you know, delete every negative person in our lives, right? We've got to continue to be in this world. But we can really be managers of our own bank account so that we stay balanced, right? We stay fueled. We stay at 100% as much as we can. So I hope that's a helpful visualization. I know it is for me. I'd love to hear from you if you have any ideas of ways that you recharge or things that deplete you. And so one last thing before I close out today, and I don't often do this, is just a small ask of you all. So, you know, I get up once a week. In fact, it's very early in the morning. to share my message, to share what I'm experiencing and the things that I work with coaching clients and in my classes, retreats, and so forth. And so I ask of you all, if you haven't purchased my book, do so, right? Let's keep this energy exchange balanced. I would be so appreciative if you went online and purchased On the Verge, Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine, as I'm trying to do a push here to get my algorithms up. We're in an algorithmic world, and we need to have action in order for things to get seen. So that's my ask for the day. And if you already have purchased and read my book, thank you. Perhaps you can share a review on Amazon, because that is super helpful as well. And if you have never done a review on Amazon, it is so helpful to authors. I try to do it with every book that I read these days. One line, two lines, what you took from the book, really simple, doesn't have to be an essay at all. And then lastly, if you haven't reviewed the podcast, that's easy as well. Right on your phone, just give it a couple of words with what you gain from this weekly podcast. And for that, I am super grateful. Anything you can do to help me continue to share my message, I bow to you and thank you very much. And so with that, I offer you a fantastic week. You will be listening to this after my retreat. So I am going to head off to the shower and get myself to the airport and head down to Tulum for a week of R&R practice, deep inquiry, and deep, deep connection with nature. I hope you get some of that too pretty soon. Take care. Be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.